We'll do the Mishnayot. We're in Shabbat, and we're up to the third chapter. And the third chapter is really the chapter known as Perek Kira. Is the chapter which discusses the laws of having a fire going for Shabbos. From here we derive the laws of leaving an oven into Shabbos, and the laws of a hot plate or plata. Now, of course, kids don't do this at home. You can't derive on your own what would be the halacha. You can't derive that from our Mishnayos alone, because we're learning Mishnah, we're not learning Gemara. But we'll start getting the basic concept. So we saw already that when it comes to leaving something by a fire from Friday going into Shabbos, there's a rabbinic prohibition that revolves around the chashash shema yechateva gechadim. Chazal said we are concerned that he may stir the coals. People would frequently stir the coals to keep the fire running. And Chazal said if you leave something on the fire going into Shabbos, we have every reason to believe that you will end up stirring those coals. So Chazal forbade it. So that's one possible problem. We have another problem, which is Bishul B'Shabbat. You're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. So obviously, you cannot place a pot on a fire. That's biblically prohibited. You're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. But let's say I have something that's fully cooked. All I want is to heat it up again. But it's fully cooked. I have a soup. The soup is fully cooked. I'm not going to gain anything by re-cooking it. I just want hot soup. I don't want cold soup. So then I run into the problem that if you take a pot of soup and you place it on the fire on Shabbos, even if that doesn't constitute cooking, it's still prohibited rabbinically. It looks like you're cooking. What does everyone see? They see you put a pot of soup on the fire. It looks like you're cooking. So these are really the three issues we're going to deal with. One is the prohibition of cooking. You can't take food and put it on the fire and cook. That's a sort of mevashel. Two is, you can't take a pot on Shabbos and put it on the fire even if you aren't cooking, because it's mechzik and vashel. It looks like you're cooking. And three is, you can't leave something from Friday going into Shabbos, because in certain circumstances you will ultimately come to stirring those coals, which is biblically prohibited on Shabbos. So Chazal prohibited certain things, and the question is what? Now our Mishnah is going to discuss a kira. What is a kira?
Kira
is a type of oven that has two holes on top, like you see in the picture. It has, you guys are on the wrong Mishnah, turn to page 50. We're in the beginning of the third chapter. It is an oven that's rectangular, and it has a fire underneath and two holes on top.
Right.
So that type of oven is called, in the terminology of the Mishnah, a kira. So the Mishnah tells us, kira shehi sikua. If you lit the kira with the following fuel, bekash uvigvava, you lit it either with hay or with thin, thin twigs that are like hay. Hisikua, as they lit it, yeah. Hisik is a fire. You light something, yeah. In modern Hebrew, hasaka is the heating. So you lit this kira.
Looks like kira, though.
Okay. So this kira was lit with something that does not leave over coals, either with hay, kash, or kvava, which are small twigs that when you go sometimes you see from the evergreens, you see these little pieces of evergreen on the floor, right? You see the little, they're not even like, you wouldn't even call them twigs. They're something you collect off the floor. You scoop up off the floor. You guys know what I'm talking about? Okay, so that's kvava. Kvava are small sticks or small pieces of the tree. So after those light, they don't leave behind coals. There's nothing there to stir. So then the Mishnah says, Notanina le tavshil. You may leave a tavshil, some kind of broth. If you have meat or something else, you can leave it there from Friday going into Shabbos. You cooked a stew. You could leave that stew on there from Friday going into Shabbos. Tavshil means something cooked, and it means anything but water, really. There's tavshil and chamin. Soup, kugel, cholent, that's all tavshil. Chamin is hot water. Tavshil is anything cooked. Mirshon bishul, cooking. Tavshil is something cooked. What we call today chamin is not what the Mishnah calls chamin. Chamin in the Mishnah is hot water.
Chamin is just hot water.
Yeah. But let's say your fuel was gefet, which is the pieces of olives that are left after you press the olives. So those crushed up olives are called gefet. Also crushed up sesame seeds. So you have this glob of crushed olives. You use that as fuel. Uveitzim, or if you use logs, you use pieces of wood as your fuel. So then you're going to have coals. So then the Mishnah says, lo yiten, you shouldn't put something on that fire from Friday going into Shabbos. Ad sheigro, unless you rake out the oven. You got to take out all the coals. Or else you got to take earth and cover the coals with earth. And that's, you put out the fire that way. If you come on Shabbos to stir the coals, you'll see all the earth on top of the coals. You'll be reminded, hey, wait a second, why is there earth? Because I'm not allowed to deal with this. It's Shabbos. So if you want to leave a tavshil from Friday going into Shabbos, you have to either rake out the coals, or else you have to put some efer, which is really not earth, but efer is really ash. You place ash on top of the fire. Okay. Bet Shammai Umrim, the Academy of Shammai held notelim aval lo machzirim. Let's say you left a tavshil. You left a broth on the fire. And then Friday night, you want to serve the soup, but you want the soup to remain hot. So Beis Shammai say, you're stuck. You could take the soup off the kira, but you're not allowed to put it back on. Beis Hillel umrim, and Beis Hillel say, if you left it on this type of fire that there aren't any coals, from Friday going into Shabbos, af machzirim, you could even put it back, provided that you held it in your hand. If you put it down on the floor, so then Beis Hillel agree also that you can't put it back on because it looks like you're cooking on Shabbos. But so long as you're still holding it, that's okay. So what you could do is you hold the pot and your wife scoops out of the pot. If you're single, you got a problem. You got to like pour it out and then put it back on because you can't put it down. So Beis Hillel say you could put it back. That's called hachzara, putting it back. And we don't have the issue of mechzikim vasha. It looks like you're cooking a fresh broth, because you still held it in your hand. So Beis Hillel say, in this situation, one may put it back. Ah, we skipped a line. I'm sorry. There's a line over here. Bet Shammai umrim, chamin avalo tavshil. Beis Shammai say, the only thing you could leave over from Friday into Shabbos is hot water. You can't leave a broth. Because a broth, we're worried maybe you will come to move the coals. Hot water, once it's hot, there's no point in stirring the coals. So Beis Shammai are very stringent here. They say no chont on Shabbos. If you leave a chont, you might come to moving the coals. They'll say, no, there's no problem. Once you've covered the coals, you're not going to stir them. It's fully cooked. What do you have to worry about? Beis Shammai say, you could take it off, but you can't put it back. And Beis Hillel say, you could even put it back. So we have two kulos, according to Beis Hillel. Okay. Mishnah Beis. Yeah? Mishnah Beis. Are we ready for Mishnah Beis, or are we still writing? Ready?
Mishnah Beis.
Yeah? Mishnah Beis. Tanur. Now, tanur is an oven that's built like a teepee. So you have like a teepee. It's a triangle. On the bottom, it's very wide, and you have a huge flame under it. And then it narrows as it comes towards the top, and it has room for one pot on top. Or they used to stick pitas around the walls on top and bake them that way. So you have this over here on the inside. Or on the outside. They'd stick pitas. So you have this tanur. Shehisiku b'kashuk vavai. You lit the tanur even with kash, which is hay, or gvava, which are the small twigs. So theoretically you'd say, well, what could I stir? But because the tanur has so much heat, the tanur used to be attached to the ground, it had excellent insulation, the tanur was a very massive oven, so therefore the Mishnah says, lo yiten ben mitocho ben mal gabav. You can't put anything inside, or even right near it, because we're near it, touching it. Okay, malgabav could mean on top, but no, malgabav over here means on gabav, migabav, on its back, which means the idea here is that it's so hot that we're concerned that when you put something there, your intent is going to be for it to heat up, and then you'll come to stir the coals. So the Mishnah says you can never put something near a tanur because we're always concerned you're going to stir the coals.
What does it mean near it?
Near it means right near its wall. The outside wall.
How hot can it be?
Very hot. Obviously, if you're putting things there, they would sometimes cook on the external wall. It's very, very hot. Kupach. Now, the kupach is the middle ground.
Because it's so hot?
Because it's so hot, we are concerned that you'll stir whatever coals are there. Because any small amount of stirring produces a large amount of heat because of the build of the tanur. The tanur is built, they'd attach it, they'd cement it to the ground. It was built, you'd have a big fire and a small narrowing atop. So a tanur had massive heat. What's bothering you, Mayor? So that's why, even though the fuel you use is fuel that doesn't really produce a large amount of coals, you're using hay. So on a kira, we said if you used hay for your fuel, we are not concerned that you'd stir the coals because there aren't any substantial coals. But by the tanur, being that it has a larger amount of heat, so I'm more concerned that you'll stir, even though there isn't a large amount of coals, but you'll stir whatever's there. What's bothering you?
Doesn't produce coal. What is there to stir?
Whatever is there. It's not a coal, but you do have something, some residue from the flame. And if you play around with it, you'll have a slightly bigger flame. So that slight advantage is not substantial in a kira. So we're not concerned that you'll do it with a kira. But it is advantageous in a tanur, because the tanur retains its heat better and applies its heat better. So we don't know what any of this is. We know the theory. We don't know how it actually worked. I don't know how to explain it any better. Sorry. Kupach is a square. So it's hotter than a kira because it has only one opening to it on top, whereas a kira had two openings. And it's not quite as hot as a tanur. So it has the halachas of a middle ground oven. Shesiku b'kashuk vava, if you lit it with hay or small twigs, harei ze kechiraim, then you could treat it like a kira. B'gefet uveitzim, but if you lit it with something that does produce coals, like the gefet, the residue, the small pieces of olives, after you press them, or with logs, harei ukatanur, then I treat it like in a tanur, and I forbid putting anything near it, on it or near it. So kupach, being that it's in the middle, if you lit it with something that does not produce many coals, that doesn't produce any substantial coals, like kash or gvava, so then I give it the leniencies like kiraim. Yeah? Meir, you with me?
Yeah.
But if you lit it with something that does produce coals, then I treat it like a tanur.